In today's training session, we're going to look at three different types of leader: how they work, their strengths and weaknesses, and the areas or business in which they are most successful. The first type of leader, commonly known as the authoritarian or autocratic leader, believes in a hierarchical structure where decisions are passed down from senior management to the rest of the staff. They are performance-focused, that is, they put the company's performance before other considerations, such as staff morale or career development. They don't regard other people's feelings as important and do not show emotion. They tend to distance themselves from their staff and are usually seen only when giving presentations or on important social occasions. In some companies, this kind of leader may be valued for being cool under pressure and able to make tough decisions and make them quickly. They are also valued for achieving targets and being highly profitable. This type of leadership tends to work best in areas such as production, which involves manual or automated labor, where there is less face-to-face contact. In more extreme cases, this type of leader may have a very low level of empathy and make decisions that damage the morale of the company and lead to long-term dissatisfaction, even though short-term aims are achieved. Next, we have the democratic leader. They enjoy open communication and sharing responsibility. They also enjoy risk-taking and thinking of new and perhaps radical solutions. They give their staff freedom to work in a way that best suits them, but at the same time, they will take responsibility and make the final decision. They are happy to mentor less experienced team members and believe that training and long-term career development is important. They have a high level of empathy and do show their emotions. When a project is successful, they are happy to share the credit with their team and recognize and reward the performance of talented team members. They are not as focused on profit-oriented performance as autocratic leaders and may not be as highly valued by a company because they may not meet their targets and deadlines as reliably. However, the quality of what they produce tends to be higher than that produced under autocratic leadership. They are generally more successful in flat company structures, working in creative areas, such as product development and design. At the other end of the scale, there are the leaders who delegate responsibility and pass on decision-making to their team members, the delegative leader. They provide helpful guidance to team members if they request it, and they will make sure that the team has all the resources that they need to do the job. This kind of leadership tends to work best when the team members are highly skilled, highly motivated, and mature enough to take responsibility for their actions, for example, technicians in a research laboratory. It tends to work less well when team members are less experienced and need the support of someone more experienced. In these cases, a delegative style may lead to poor motivation and lack of direction.